Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in today. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and the host of the Franchising 101 podcast series. I'd like to just start off by saying a very happy new year to all of our listeners out there. Hope you had a fantastic holiday season, and nothing like saying happy new year to completely date the podcast episode and make it irrelevant in about 3 days. But I promise the topic that we're going to talk about today is certainly relevant to the new year, but is doesn't really go out of style as we move into the ensuing months. So, and really is kind of the core of what we at Fran Coach, what we're here to really be able to help people with. Before we get into the topic for today, I do want to take a moment and kind of let everybody know who we are first. Fran Coach is a national search firm dedicated to working with individuals who are interested in owning a franchise. We are partnered with over 500 of the top franchisors in the country, spanning nearly 60 industries. Our goal is to help our clients find the absolute best franchise for them to own. Our goal of the Franchising 101 podcast series is to help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. So today we're going to talk about, there's three words that we use a lot with our clients, even just in a lot of kind of our blogs, social media posts, say it on the end of our podcast and our franchisor spotlights. And those three words, we call it your better tomorrow. Go ahead and tell me it's cheesy. I don't care. You won't be the first. But it's really what we're here to help people with, is to help them find, again, we're talking to you, we want to help you find your better tomorrow. And help kind of create that. So kind of start off talking about this, just kind of further date the podcast. Today, we're recording this. It's Monday, January 4th, 2021. So first of all, we've all survived 2020. So congrats on that. But it's also a day where most of us are back to work, whether we're working for somebody or for those of us that are business owners. We still got to get up. We still have to do something. It's also for those of us with kids, a lot of kids are back to school today. So I want to start off by kind of telling you how my day began. I have a 7-year-old. And he thinks he's big time because he wakes up every morning to his own alarm clock, which to the real kind of, I think, deciding factor in anyone's life to know if they've made it in life is if you have your own alarm clock. So that's his reality. So alarm goes off. He gets up. He shuffles into my office where I am, climbs up on my lap, and sits down. Which this only happens, you know, when he's really, really tired at this point. So he's tired. He's still sitting there. And then after about 20 seconds, he gets up and he lays down on the floor in my office on the fetal position with his eyes closed and says, "I don't want to go to school today, Dad." So that is his reality. The thought of going back to second grade after 2 weeks off, right? Like we wouldn't all kill to go back to that thing. But it kind of made me think of like how many people out there today that had jobs were going back to work and really kind of wanted to do the same thing as my son did, curl up on the floor in the fetal position and basically whine about having to get up and go back to work. They dreaded it that much. That kind of prompted me to think, like, as when you're in second grade, I mean, your better tomorrow is, you know, a new video game, extra time at recess. Let's got some high level priorities. But when we're adults and when we're in our career, what does that look like? We have it literally on the front page of our website. One of the things we talk about is, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? I mean, that's a question we think about asking somebody like my son. And you can imagine at that age what kind of crazy answers you're going to get. When I ask people, you know, older, the adults of the world, all the people that we're working with, still get crazy answers, get a lot of pauses and ums and you knows because we've been kind of in the corporate world. And so some kind of basic questions we talk about a lot with folks is, think about this, where you are right now? And if I ask these questions, kind of yes or no questions, just kind of mentally keep track of which one you say. So if I ask you, are you exactly where you want to be professionally, financially, personally? Yes or no? Number two, are you completely in control of your career success, the way in which you're compensated? Are you 100% confident your role will last until retirement? Number three, are you finding joy in getting up and going to work every day because you have found your dream job? Or are you like Logan and you're curled up in the fetal position because you don't want to go do it? Number four, are you properly prepared for retirement while being able to spend money on all the things in life you would really like to have now? And lastly, are you fully in control of your time and never miss anything in your personal or professional life that you wish you weren't missing? It's five questions. How many were no's? Some? Most? I guess there's a good chunk of people that were shaking their heads side to side no for all of those. And so unless you answered yes to every single one of those, then maybe you need to figure out a way to create your better tomorrow. And for so many people, even now, and I think even more so, especially the last half of 2020, what that better tomorrow looks like is working for themselves, taking control of every aspect of their life, their personal, professional side of things. And that's where we come into play. So understanding that, hey, I would like a better tomorrow, that's easy. What does it look like? That's the trick. Because you have to understand what your better tomorrow should really look like in order to be able to find it. In the corporate world, it's not that complicated, right? This is what you've done. Therefore, that's what you're going to be able to do moving forward. Little bit of variance here and there, but there's not major shifts, especially when we get to a certain point in life, which is usually any time past about the age of 30, but certainly 40 beyond. It's pretty tough to kind of completely reinvent oneself in the corporate world. However, from a franchise standpoint, it really is a blank slate. And what we're able to do as we work with our clients, even at the beginning, is we're going to kind of take it down to basics. What are you actually good at? What do you enjoy doing? And most times, even though people have worked their whole life in the same industry, the answers to those questions and the ones we're going to talk about further have nothing to do with the industry. What do you like doing? What are you good at? What are your talents and skill sets? The type of people you enjoy working with, staff, customers in the community. What are the core values that you hold dear to yourself, to you and to your family? And how do we make that align to something from a business standpoint? What things do you want to accomplish in life by having more control? Is it time with family? Is it freedom, flexibility? Is it just control, not answering to bad leadership? Is it the financial side? Hey, maybe it's potential legacy for your children. Guess what? That vice president position you have, you can't pass on to your kid just because he's your kid. You can't bring them in necessarily. With the business, you can. And if you're like most people, it's going to be a healthy combination of all of those things, right? So this is where we come into play at a very kind of basic level, is understanding what questions to ask. And this is just kind of a high level look. We're going to go in great detail with this. But what questions can we ask? How can we build this out so your better tomorrow is really a reflection of what is going to excite you, getting you out of bed, tapping into your skills, creating kind of the time, work-life balance, the surroundings, the staff that you build, the customers, the conversations in the community, just the core values of a business that you can be proud of. Those are the things that are going to get you out of bed, that are going to make you excited to go to kind of air quotes work, and limit the amount of times you're on the floor in the fetal position, like my 7-year-old was this morning. Those are the things that we're going to help with. What we look for in people that we are going to kind of take on as clients with us is, one, the realization that they're not, like, they didn't answer yes to all of those first five questions. They're not exactly where they want to be. They're not in control. They're not finding joy. They're not properly prepared for retirement, and they have not full control of their time. You understand that those answers were all, most if not all, no. And then just an openness to explore what else is out there. What if there is something out there that's a great fit that you didn't even think of? And though this is what we do every day of the year, it seemed kind of appropriate to talk about at the start of the year, and especially the start of 2021, right? With this, because a new year does bring a fresh start and an opportunity to kind of reassess where we are in life. I mean, how many people have New Year's resolutions or goals or things that they want to kind of push themselves, right? Sometimes it's as simple as a gym membership, or promising to read more books, or if you're like me, drinking a little less Diet Coke, which I'm off to a bad start of already, right? And like me and the Diet Coke, how many of these kind of things get broken very quickly, right? Half the time don't even make it through the month of January. We just want you to be open to exploring the possibility that there is a better way for you to make a living, build your life professionally and personally, and that maybe there is a better tomorrow out there for you somewhere. That's, again, kind of the thought of this. We do hope that we get a chance to, with every episode of this, really enlighten people to all the things that are out there in the franchising world. And sometimes it's our process, sometimes it's specific franchises or industries, but sometimes it's just, what's it even take to just take that first step? And that's what we really encourage everyone to do, is to take that first step today. Reach out to us. There should be a link in your podcast window to actually schedule a call with us. There's never any fee for our service. Find us online, francoach.net. Reach out to us. And again, let's get that first call scheduled today to help create your better tomorrow. As always, we hope you enjoy the podcast. Please subscribe and follow. Make sure you catch all of our podcast episodes so you don't miss anything. Thanks again, everyone, for tuning in. We hope that you will stay safe, and we continue to we'll look forward to connecting soon, and perhaps we can help you again find your better tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.